Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. Matthew 23, verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus left the temple and was going away when his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple. But he answered them, You see all these, do you not? Truly I say to you, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus answered them, See that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation, and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved, and the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. So remember that where we left off in our last reading, Jesus was making the comment that they were going to be guilty of the blood of the prophets of old for the things that they do during the time of Jesus. After all, we already know that they're going to put Jesus to death. But they had made the statement that if they were alive during the times of those prophets, that they never would have done such things. And so that's where he starts in verse 37, talking about Jerusalem being the city that kills the prophets, stones those that are sent to it, and how often he would have gathered their children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. He would have cared for them. He would have been that mother to them. After this, the disciples are speaking of the buildings of the temple, and Jesus tells them, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. He foretells the destruction of the temple. Well, this leads them to ask the question, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age, assuming that all of these things would be together? And so Jesus gives them some insight. First of all, he says, there's going to be false Christs. There's going to be those that come and say that they are the Christ, and they will lead many astray, but that won't be true. Second, he tells them that there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. Well, the temple was destroyed, the Jerusalem was destroyed in AD 70, but in AD 66, there was a series of rebellions that began among the Jews against the Romans. That was the impetus that led to the Romans coming to destroy Jerusalem. And that's what Jesus is referring to here. He also tells them that there's going to be great tribulation, that there are going to be those of them that are going to be persecuted. There are Christians that are going to be put to death, and they will be hated for his name's sake. Along with this, he says that because this lawlessness will increase, the love of many, or the dedication of them, will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, that's the one that will be saved. They have to be able to endure the persecution and the different things that are going to happen without losing their faith. But as an encouragement, he tells them that the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the entire world to all nations. And that was accomplished in the first century. That's where we're going to end our reading today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.